And this daughter here you met the other day, she and a great niece of mine went up there, and her people carried them up there, and we went up there after them. And when they was about, what, how old, about 15 years old?
Yeah, 15 years
old. Somewhere along like that. And I really enjoyed that trip up to the mountain. Sometimes they look mighty shaky going around some of the mountains, look way down in those streams, eh? Be way down below.
You ever see a place where the mountains would just come and drop off like that? That'd be called a...
Yeah, in other words, if you drop off that road circling around there, you'd do some dropping.
You fall over the...
Well, it...
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
Cliff.
What you might call that. If you'd leave that highway there, it's just circled right around just like you'd build something around a ball, you know.
It's bad as they are out west in the Rockies.
Yeah, now they are.
Might have been in the Rockies. She went south a lot through there. She and this baby daughter of ours. They took tour all throughout through there one summer.
Did you ever see a place where the water would, water would come and fall a long distance?
Yeah.
Up
around those mountains, Smoky Mountain, and round about
well,
up there.
Yeah.
Well, right up here on Thompson Creek, about 10, 15 miles up Thompson Creek, when I was a child.
Down from Woodville, that wasn't too far.
Out from Norwood. They had a swimming hole there. Oh, it was bigger than these two rooms, and they had it. They called the Thompson Creek Falls, and that water came off of there, must have been 12, 15 feet fall there, and washed out this big hole that they had to swim.
Well, it's a funny thing about things like that. Now, there's no falls there now.
Uh-huh.
But it was back there. I heard of it all my life. I didn't know nothing about it until... after we were married. Well, that's 40 years ago, better than 40 years ago.
Well, you didn't swim either, did you? I thought you told me you didn't.
No, I could swim all right, but I didn't jump. After I knew the thing about the falls, well, the swimming was all gone. What I mean, wasn't nothing to swim in there, you know.
You mean it's dried up or something?
Yeah, it just quit running. That is a spring, you know. Seemed like they played out or something. The water went some other direction or something. See, they had springs there above it, and there's water pouring over, not in a big, but there's water pouring over there all the time.
Yeah. A place around here where boats would stop and freight would be unloaded.
Well, that was right in Bicera was a boat landing. People from miles around, 20, 25, 50 miles maybe, would come, maybe spend 2 days coming to St. Francisville with the cotton or get some off the boat. That was the way they got the but it by sale. There's nothing to Bicera no more. St. Francisville is a town on the hill. Bicera was under the hill, and St. Francisville was there, but Bicera was a big place.
I heard it was a tough place, too.
Well,
I mean, people walked around with guns in their pockets. That's what I said.
Well, there's types of people that
and they had knives.
Well, I don't know about knives, but it's types.